Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Artist Seduction. I hope everyone's having a great week, but I've said that three times in a row, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So, but I hope you're having a good week, and I hope you have a better week to follow. See, I'm going to walk everybody through it and just wish them a happy day every day. Anyway, I hope everything is going well with everyone, and I hope all of L&T is having a good day as well as everybody else. So, let's see now. Hello, Pam, and how are you tonight?
I am doing great, and how are you doing?
If I was any better, you know, I'd be twins. And that would be
nice.
A different show.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, so it looks like we have a wonderful board tonight, and I'm looking forward to it. And hello, Laurent, and how are you?
Pretty good. Good evening, Jean. Good evening, Pam. Good evening, Kate. Good to hear you guys.
Hello, Kate.
Hello,
and welcome to
Hello, Lon. Hello, Kate.
Yeah, that's good. Everybody's good. Kate, you there?
Yes, I am. I say that everybody seems to be, everybody's here, but crickling. Do I say okay?
You're a little you got a little bit of a something going on. A little bit.
Yeah.
Broke up completely for me.
Yeah.
What was it, my dear?
I was hearing a little bit
of cracking. Your voice is breaking up.
Out and dial back in again. Okay. I'll catch you later.
Okay. We'll be here. We'll be here. Okay. Yeah, so.
Yeah, it certainly looks like a great lineup of poetry tonight.
It sure does, a whole lot of it, and I love it. I looked over the pieces briefly, because you all know I don't do anything like that ahead of time. And, it looks like you have some really good good poetry coming up. So, I forget. I think there's like 25 or 26 pieces. So, I guess whenever you want. And we can get started, because otherwise, well, we're going to have carryovers anyway, I believe. Well, it's a good start.
Right, exactly. All right. Sounds good to me. All right, well, up first we have Succubus, My Words in My Mind. And Laurent, would you give that a read for us, please?
Yes, ma'am. Excuse me. Succubus. She examines men with her eyes, scanning them like a barcode, scrutinizing their every movement. She analyzes their body language, studying them like they're some kind of endangered species. She is animalistic, femme fatale, and if a maniac, a sly predator. She is the dark fruit of indulgence, craves for men to taste her. She is devious and manipulative, yet she can transfer those rotten attributes into unsullied or virtuous qualities, making her true motives undetectable. She is a succubus, a malevolent angel on a quest for copulation. She'll never stop until she has sucked the life every man.
Nice reading, man. And, you know, Pam, you want to start us off?
I would be happy to. I like this. It's great storytelling, a wonderful, dark, sensual rite. I like the use of the succubus because it can then be taken literally as a mythological tale about a succubus, but it can also be taken in the idea of the succubus representing this woman's nature, a woman who is extremely manipulative, who knows what she wants, who goes for it. And I think he's created within the story, right, quite an intelligent and wicked woman. A definite femme fatale. I really like she analyzes their body language, studying them like they're some kind of endangered species. She is animalistic, a femme fatale, a nymphomaniac, a sly predator. She is the dark fruit of indulgence, and she craves for men to taste her. Wonderful dark sensuality and very well done.
Thanks. Nice comment, Sam. Yeah, I thought this was a really well-done dark piece. The two stanzas that I pulled on was, you know, she is devious and manipulative, yet she can transfer those rotten attributes into unsullied or virtuous qualities, making her true motives undetectable. She's a succubus, a malevolent angel, on a quest for copulation. She will never stop until she has sucked the life out of every man. I thought it was very well, done and pulled together. So wonderful, wonderful work was in my mind. And Laurent, how about you? I know you read it, but,
The stanzas I was going to quote have already been quoted, so I'll simply say that this has great rhyme and flow, coupled with dark, sensual insights into the mind of a predator most men would allow to feast at will. Nice job.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, and I don't think that Peter's back unless he just popped on. Nope, not yet. So, excellent, excellent, excellent. And whenever you're ready, Pam.
All right. Up next, we have Want by Bewildered Dandelion. Closed eyes remember the salt tang of skin against teeth, indrawn breath, abruptly taken, held, waiting, muscle supple beneath fingertips, tension stalking the confines of skin, prickling errantly along spine, belly clenching, burning along nerve ends, bruising each breath, wrapping itself around limbs and mind in wanting anticipation. I ache for more than moments can give and imagining can hold, to dance slowly, limb pressed to limb, to writhe, skin slick against skin, to be consumed, body interlocking with body, to slow taste and breathe each kiss, to fall into eyes greedy with invitation and poem.
Nice. Nice read, Pam. Really nice. Laurent, you want to kick us off on this one?
Yeah. Muscle supple beneath fingertips, tension stalking the confines of skin, prickling errantly along the spine, belly clenching, burning along nerve ends. You know, I find that the sense of touch is greatly displayed in the poet's words in this poem. And, you know, there's an ache that seeks satisfaction. Quote the line, I ache for more than moments can give and imagining can hold. I thought that was a lovely write.
Absolutely. Great comment. You know, I thought that there was a lot of wonderful lines all the way throughout. You know, in the first
instance.
No, I'm not. Don't do that to me. Yeah, I think that there was just wonderful lines throughout the whole poem. And, I kind of went with the second stanza. I ache for more than moments can give and imagining can hold. To dance slowly, limb pressed to limb, to rise, skin slick against skin, be consumed, body interlocked with body, to slow taste and breathe each kiss, to fall into eyes greedy with invitation. I love that. I especially love the eyes greedy with invitation. I thought that was just a really cool thought. So, absolutely. So, Pam, how about you?
Oh, this is just absolutely beautiful. Wonderful word choices. I like how there's a light touch of alliteration throughout the poem. And that works quite well. The idea of the ache of not only wanting more touching, more kissing, but more time together is really just well done within this poem. And all the way through, it's beautiful. But I especially like muscle supple beneath fingertip, tension stalking the confines of skin, prickling errantly along spine. You know, wonderful lines and just very well done.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely. Okay. Whenever you're ready, Pam, it's all on you.
All right. Well, up next, we have Singing Sweet Senseless Seductions by Jenny the Deep. And Jean, would you go ahead and give that a read for us, please?
Sure. Singing Sweet Senseless Seductions by Jenny the Deep. Teasing, tantalizing teeth, smiling wickedly, seducing all who sees her grin shine, sparkling whites dazzling vividly, pure as diamonds, not yet stained by wine. With a wink of an eye, lifting luscious lips, impure thoughts lie tucked within her dimples, hypnotizing them with covered, waving hips. She seduces men, naive and simple, whispering, whimpering, wondrous words, making men wanting to taste and touch her, growing more anxious as some proceed forward, only to regret it, for she's only out to torture. Silent shadows stalking swing, seeking sensual songs she sweetly sings. End poem. Nice, nice, nice. Pam, you want to kick this one off? Sorry.
Yes. First of all, wonderful read there, Jean. I like the imagery in this. Definitely a light touch of a nice touch of sensuality. within the darkness. Another one about a woman who uses her wicked wiles to get exactly what she wants. You can tell Jenny always has fun within the darkness, and you know also enjoys alliteration, which she juggles quite well within her poetry. I really like with a wink of an eye, lifting luscious lips, impure thoughts lie tucked within her dimples. I thought impure thoughts lie tucked within her dimples was just wonderful because it you know, dimples make you think of somebody who's innocent. So there's kind of this like clever juxtaposition thought there, hypnotizing them with covered waving hips as she seduces men, naive and simple. I really like the covered waving hips because it reminds us that the female form doesn't necessarily have to be completely undressed in order to become hypnotizing. So very well done.
Yeah,
it helps. Okay, Laurent, it's on you. What you got to say?
Well, when I read this earlier, a comment said that the title is an alliterative lure. The technique continued in the body of the work. What I like is that it doesn't appear to be forced alliteration. It's only employed when it's natural. Storyline suggests it. The last stanza has a real flair in addition to the alliteration. I thought the poem was seductively playful, well written.
Very nice, very nice. Yeah, I thought this was just a very well-written piece. I love the alliteration throughout, and I really enjoyed it. And I went with that last stanza, whispering, whimpering, wondrous words, making men wanting to taste and touch her, growing more anxious, some proceed forward, only to regret it, for she's only out to torture. Silent shadows stalkingly swing, seeking sensual songs she sweetly sings. Yeah, I thought that was a great set right there. So nice work, Jenny, and thank you for sharing with us. Much appreciated.
All right. Well, great comment there, Jean. And up next we have First Blood by Rhyme. And Laurent, would you give that a read for us, please?
Yes, ma'am. First Blood. Profuse red portends a throne. Excuse me, start again. Profuse red portends a thorn to throw up blood. The gardener plants well in the ambient domain, blazing roses that'll draw out the hops. The gardener's well and water is just right. Tread the vermilion trail with champagne and raise its effervescence with delight. There, soak your body maiden with melody. You're not the siren which tempts the swain, who's deeply lured your love hungrily. Your rapture waits back across the crimson. You will ignite and fear to feel this pain. Use the pleasure, prepare for collision. Grit your teeth and bite, free your voice and plea. Petals turn turgid as your nectar rain, as scarlet. Among scarlets, bleed for me. End poem.
Are you on mute, Jean?
Why, yes, I was. I was very familiar. Because I did not. What a great poem by Ron. Really different and very well done. Your rapture waits back across the crimson. You will ignite in fear to feel the pain. Use to pleasure, prepare for collision. You keep and bite free your voice and plea. Petals turn turgid as your nectar rains. My scarlet among scarlets, bleed for me. What a great compilation of words. I have to say it that way, I guess. Just really put together and very well stated. So nice work there, absolutely. And Laurent, I know you read it, but you want to He left a comment on it?
Yeah. Grit your teeth and bite. Free your voice and plea. Petal turn turgid as your nectar rains. A scarlet among scarlets, bleed for me. I really like this piece. You're right, it was different. It's written in a language that is almost a little stilted, not quite. First blood that leads the flood is swept away by rapture. But you got to remember, a crimson tide like that floats all boats. I like the poet's language. It's great phrasing, pulling all the right strings.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely. And Pam, how about you?
Yeah, this is beautiful. Their use of imagery and metaphor and the way they choose to present the words, like the gardener with how parts are split. And even with the word ambient, you know, to create a kind of a sense of flow and a real nice presentation with the words. I like the sensuality in this and how it speaks of someone who's really just starting to learn how deeply intimate and powerful sensuality is. The sense of almost command to it, but in a gentle way, works so well. And you will ignite and sear to feel his pain fused to pleasure. Prepare for collision. Grit your teeth and bite. Free your voice and plea. Wonderful lines all the way through. And a great representation of how, you know, the idea of the man being the gardener and the woman being the flower that blooms and opens. So wonderful, right, and very well done.
Absolutely. Okay, honey, well, I guess we're back to you again, hon. There we go. I'm going to start making a comment first. So I guess, okay, Pam, back.
Okie dokie.
Let me get Eugene to help you out.
All right, up next we have Darkness by Ruby 2446, and it goes like this. He stripped her, silks and satins with fingers and lips, tantalizing touches, felt her quiver, a special silk he tied around her eyes. He told her not to move. She could feel his presence, not his body. He spoke in tongues of erotica. Her body arched and trembled, but he said, wait. He kept up the hot, erotic whispers as she felt his breath on her neck. He placed butterfly kisses on her shoulders, kissing and withdrawing, teasing. Her hands wrapped around herself, trying to satisfy her need for touch, but aching for his fingers. He ran a finger up her spine. She grasped at the dark, her long fingers seeking his flesh. He stood relishing her body, crying out for her darkness, waiting, waiting, craving, craving the next steps of his hot, erotic, sultry, darkened foreplay. He turned her around, slipped off the silk, consumed her mouth as her body clung to his to sate the hunger he had fueled. And poem.
Mm-hmm. Great read, Pam. And Laurent, how do you want to start us off?
He placed butterfly kisses on her shoulders, kissing and drawing, teasing. Her hands wrapped around herself, trying to satisfy her need for touch. You know, step by step, he takes us to a period of passionate arousal. Each act fueling the growing hunger for touch. And this is erotic play at its best, I think. Well done, Ruby 2446.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Ruby did a wonderful job with this. I do remember hearing this before. I'm not sure when or where, but I'm sure I did. You know, poems. I tell you, they run through my brain. But I thought it was beautifully written and wonderful, wonderful imagery throughout. Took this here. She could feel his presence, not his body. He spoke in tongues of erotica. The body arched, and I trembled. No, wait a minute. You try this with bigger font. She could feel his presence, not his body. He spoke in tongues of erotica. Her body arched and trembled, but he said, wait. He kept up the hot erotic whisper, and she felt his breath on her neck. He placed butterfly kisses on her shoulders, kissing and withdrawing, teasing, her hands wrapped around herself, trying to satisfy her need for touch, but aching for his fingers. I thought that was just fabulous right there, you know, because it does, it's a buildup, you know. You get listening and it's, you know, you want more. And I thought that was a great example of that. So wonderful job, Ruby, and thanks for sharing with us. And Pam, that brings me back to you.
All right. Well, this is just beautiful. You know, I always enjoy and appreciate Ruby's sensual poetry, how she takes two people and brings us to into an intimate moment with them. This has just wonderful imagery all the way through. I like how it speaks on, you know, the ache and desire that comes with the physical teasing, and also how the other senses become heightened as as the eyes are covered. You know, I really like, he spoke in tongues of erotica. Her body arched and trembled, but he said, wait. He kept up the hot erotic whispers as she felt his breath on her neck. And then crying out, waiting, waiting, craving, craving, the next steps of his hot, erotic, sultry, darkened foreplay. You know, wonderful lines all the way through. And I really like the centering of the poem, which, you know, created a wonderful presentation. So excellent write and very well done. And let's see what we have next. All right. Up next, we have Gypsy Dance by Paul Brott. And go ahead, Jean, please, and give that a read for us.
Sure. Gypsy Dance by Paul Brott. She loved to dance to gypsy songs, ethnic flair, clickers, songs. She let her belly do the talking, drooling men that kept on gawking. They laid their money down. End quote. Okay. Milan, do you want to start us off on this one?
Yeah. Okay. I thought you'd be dancing while you were reading this. What's going on?
How do you know I wasn't? How do you know I wasn't?
Well, because your tone of voice was too even.
Well, and plus we didn't hear your bells jingling.
That's right.
My bells are in my drawer. I'll bring those out for special occasions.
Are you supposed to also wear bells on your toes so that when you stamp your foot, there's a little action?
You're calling
me
Gypsy Rosalie? What? You want me to pay for Gypsy Rosalie? Maybe.
Yeah. I thought that Mr. Brott hit the nail on the head with this particular piece, or a direct hit to the midriff, as it were. I've always felt that a belly dancer, especially a good one, is spellbinding. Yeah, at that point, the shekels will flow. Very clever wording in this brevity, and it was much appreciated.
Nice. Nice comment on it. Pam? How about you?
Yes. Well, first of all, did you notice how nice I was to give you the shorty for the night?
I saw it.
Right. You know, of course, there could be an 8-word poem for all I know, but I'll probably give that one to you too.
Yeah, I have a feeling it'll be my 900-word poem, and somehow that could end up on my plate as well. You just never know.
It could,
but
absolutely.
I
thought this was a wonderful brevity. It's only 29 words to introduce this character and to tell a bit of a story. And I really liked this all the way through because it's difficult with a brevity to separate any one part. But I do especially like the line, she let her belly do the talking. The idea that most of the dancing is centered around the midsection, and that the end line, that the men laid their money down. So, you know, wonderful, wonderful brevity and very well done.
Absolutely. Yeah, I thought this was a great take on the prompt, you know, which was Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves by Cher. And, you know, they laid their money down. I recognized the line as soon as I read it. And, yeah, I think it was an excellent piece and well done. And, Paul, thank you so much for sharing with us. You keep them coming, and I appreciate that. Okay, Pam, that brings us back to you.
All right. Well, up next we have Dancing on a Clef by Just Mike. And Laurent, would you please give that a read?
All right. Dancing on a clef, on vibrating wires and tapping drums, a world forms and the two of them meet upon it. Their bodies wrapped in staves and cords. He peers down into her eyes and collects shades of green deep in his pocket. She stares at his lips and savors the scent of a new violin. Their fingers touch and pierces her walls, finding a deep, cool well. Casting his net towards the bottom, he touches her fibers, and she is caught in his whispered words. Invisible strings wrap around their chests, straining and fraying, but never break. Centripetal arms, guiding hands. Pulses throb, the spark from the thread grows hot. Her thighs collide and drift. Her hips sweep and cast tides under his fingers. Her nails playing the frets in the back of his neck. Breaths hang the air. Toes from the floor. He plucks another cord from her hip, down and through the back of her knee. She draws strands from his elbow and across his shoulder. He lowers her down, her body arched like a wave in his palm. They dip low, slow, their eyes flinting along the fibers. Tilts forward, he wets her chin, they twist their strings together and knot them in their mouths. End poem.
Great read. Great read, Matt. Pam, you want to kick this one off?
I would be happy to. Oh, this is absolutely stunning. I'm really impressed with this one and how there's a real consistency in tone and wonderful read there, Laurent. A real consistency with tone, imagery, and metaphor all the way through. I always find that music makes for one of the best topics when it comes to sensual, you know, fitting in the imagery and metaphors of the playing of the violin and the way, you know, the touching, the just being embraced by the music. And I really like their fingers touch me, pierces her walls, finding a deep, cool well, casting his net towards the bottom. He touches her fibers and she is caught in his whispered words. And it pulses throb and a spark from a thread grows hot where thighs collide and drift. Her hips sweep and cast tides under his fingers. Her nails play the frets in the back of his neck. You know, wonderful lines on two people physically playing each other, you know, and just creating such beautiful music together. Wonderful word choices and very well done.
Right. Absolutely. That's a great comment, Pam. I really have to agree with so much of it. You know, I thought it was a gorgeous piece and beautifully penned. these wonderful lines throughout, and I love the imagery. And I pulled this stanza, pulses throb and a spark from the thread grows hot, where thighs collide and drift, her hips sweep and kiss, tides under his fingers, her nails playing the frets on the back of his neck, us twang and twang the air, toes strum the floor. It's just a wonderful piece. I mean, I could have grabbed a couple other stanzas, and they were all equally as good, but I kind of like that one. So that was excellent. And Laurent, how about you?
Pulses throb and a spark from a thread grows hot, where thighs collide and drift. That whole stanza, I thought, had a great deal of power. It really embodies the play of our natural instruments, if I can call them that, a musical collaboration that offers sensual melodies accompanied by the hot beat of percussive text is driving the sights and sounds of love. I very much like what the poet did with this. Great job.
Right. I agree 100%. Okay, we're back to you. So, Pam, we're back to you. Well, I'm waiting in the room. Kate must be having trouble getting back because she's not here.
Right?
So, and, of course, my brain said one thing and, you know, whatever. Pam, I'm coming back to you.
All right. That sounds like, I don't know, for some reason that sounds like a song, Pam, I'm coming back to you. I think somebody needs to write that song.
I like that.
Got that down there, Laura. You'd be the one.
I'm sorry. What was that?
To jot that line down, you'll be the one to write it.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, up next we have As the Sun Goes Down by Fantail. Lay me down beneath your burning skies and smother me with sun-kissed hues that wrap me tightly in your blanket of blazing red. And watch as I melt on the lips of your horizon. End poem.
That was meant for me, wasn't it? Great. Laurent, do you want to start us off?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
As the Sun Goes Down, has got a hell of a lot of lights. Lady Three Lights. I don't have a poem that comes close to that. I don't care how short or how long it is. But I can see why, because this has sensuality and imagery, and it's in a well-balanced flow that makes this a powerful brevity. The sun and lover as metaphor, I thought, was very well handled. Terrific piece.
Absolutely. I agree. I thought it was a wonderful piece. It was short, but it said so much, and it hit all the right notes. You know, I mean, I want to pluck something, but I can't because I would just have to read the whole thing over. But beneath the burning sky, sun-kissed you, you know, and then on the lips of your horizon, I think it's just wonderful. So thank you so much, Fantail, for sharing this with us. It's a great piece, and I really enjoyed it.
You know what a Fantail is, Jean?
It's that poet that wrote that poem.
No. Do you know what a Fantail is?
I know what you're asking, Laurent.
I mean, it's a thing.
It's a thing?
The rear end of a ship.
A rear end of a ship, huh? Wow.
Yeah, just a little bit of knowledge for you.
Thank you. I don't think that's what her name means. But
I always thought it was something to do with a bird.
Yeah, me too. Or something, or a... Fantail, like a fish with a that tail.
Well, a bird has a fan tail, certainly, but on a ship.
How about that?
The thing.
Oh, that's interesting.
No,
I did not.
Well, it's not the rear end. It's something on the rear end.
Okay. Well, there you go. Pay him no mind, Fantail. We know that you didn't mean anything like that. We know that it was supposed to be something that you saw as beautiful. Anyway, thanks, Laurent. I appreciate it. I'm just playing. Oh, my gosh. Pam, I'm kicking it all over to you.
All right. Well, this is a beautifully written brevity. I always enjoy and appreciate Fantail's work when I get an opportunity to see it. You know, her imagery and metaphors is wonderful. The way she allows her lines to stagger and the way the placement of them creates such a great sense of movement. I even like the title, As the Sun Goes Down, because it kind of catches you a little bit off guard because you think that as the sun goes down, things are going to get cooler. But with words like burning skies and blazing red and melt, you quickly realize that things are getting a hell of a lot hotter. And I really like this all the way through. I like the way she placed the word melt so it was flowing downwards and stretching out. Mm-hmm. And I like these lines, and watch as I melt on the lips of your horizon. Just a absolutely stunning sensual brevity and very well done.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. Great. Well, up next we have Possession by Fran Marie. Go ahead, please, Jean, and give that a read for us.
Thank you. No, the picture on that looks familiar. Just saying. Okay. This is Possession by Fran Marie. You have that certain animal magnetism. You seduce me with the power of passionate possession. Such a complete romanticism which leaves me breathless. I'm bound by your love, chained to your heart, tied to your body. Drinking you in is my one true passion. Your sublime, sensual eroticism which erupts into my womb of warmth. A sinful satisfaction of dominant possession. Penetrating deep within my sanctuary's chasm. My lover, you fill up the empty void I hide, using with for orgasm. Gladly, I open up for you and wait eagerly to fulfill your sexual desires. And once again, to your possession, will I yield. End poem. Oh, I'm supposed to start out the comments, huh? Narat, would you like to comment on this piece? Oh, my God. I'm hesitating.
Now. Yo, I will. You're a sublime, sensual eroticism which erupts into my womb of warmth, a sinful satisfaction of dominant obsession, penetrating deep within my sanctuary's chasm. Ah, this is hot, not lukewarm, boiling, not tepid. Fran Marie lights a fire of passion with her words, warming an aged heart into action. Bravo.
Okay. Pam, oh, yeah, well, I guess maybe I shouldn't go to Pam this today. Yes, I thought that this was just a wonderful write by Fran. There was good imagery throughout, like I say, and I love the... I'm bound by your love, chained to your heart, tied to your body. Drinking you in is my one true passion. Your sublime, sensual eroticism, which erupts into the womb of my warmth, a sinful satisfaction of dominant, of penetrating deep within my sanctuary's chasm. I think it was just really well done. I think her word choices were great, and I think that she, I have to agree with Laurent, it was pretty warm. Pretty warm. I just flipping on the air conditioner soon. But yeah, it was very, very well done. Great imagery, great thoughts, great writing. So thank you, Fran, for sharing with us. And Pam, that brings me to you.
All right. Yeah, wonderful comments there. It's absolutely stunning. I love the imagery in this, the eroticism. You know, it's nice that she attached the picture from your contest to her poem because... Yeah. You know, even though it wasn't written to it because it's a pre-write, it works
right.
Really well with that picture. There's just something about the tone. I really like, I'm bound by your love, chained to your heart, tied to your body. Drinking you in is my one true passion. Your sublime sensual eroticism, which erupts into my womb of warmth, a sinful satisfaction of dominant obsession. I mean, here definitely is the word of a woman who is fully satisfied with her lover and his ability. So excellent write and very well done.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's see what we have next. All right. Looking back here. And nope, that's not the one I meant to grab. Let me try this again. All right. So, you know, feel free to sing or talk amongst yourselves while I grab the next one. And
we can schmooze.
Yeah, there you go.
Are you a good schmoozer, Jean?
It's been said once or twice that I was a good schmoozer.
Okay.
Yeah. How about you? How about you?
It's a good habit. It's a good technique.
Yeah, well, yeah.
All right. Well, we got it there, and it is The Last Time I Saw Roman by Dark Knight of the Soul. And go ahead, please, Laurent, and give that a read for us.
Yes. The last time I saw Roman. The last time I saw Roman, I was lying on my bed, and his lips discovered my ears. His tongue was poetry, and I overcome by a sonnet. The last time I saw Roman, he discovered my nipples, and I never knew they were there. And each licking, the flickering of a hummingbird. The last time I saw Roman, that time we knew it would be goodbye. He asked for a gift, never before given, and had no voice to deny, and the sounds we made in harmony were of a new world discovered. The last time I saw Roman, our eyes were full moons rolling back in eclipse, and brilliant new stars were birthed, never be seen again. End poem.
Thank you, John. Yeah, he said this was inspired by Joni Mitchell's Dreamer, The Last Time I Saw Richard. I'm not familiar, so I don't want to lie, but something to take into consideration. But it's really well done, really well done, and really, I don't know, it sounded, like when you have both feet on the floor, you know, it just seems like a sincere poem. And that was how it struck me. It didn't have a bunch of, you know, fluff and all that. It just seemed sincere and honest. So I have to say I really enjoyed it, and it was nice to come. So thank you so much, Dark Knight of the Soul. And Pam, how about you?
Yeah, I like this. It has almost an emotional intensity and nostalgia to it. Really great imagery throughout. I like how it speaks on sexual and sensual discovery and new worlds, new stars birthed. I really like those lines. The last time I saw Roman, our eyes were full moons rolling back in eclipse, and brilliant new stars were birthed. And then the end line has a sadness to it, never to be seen again. And that idea that there was such a strong sexual connection between these two partners, and then it just kind of drifted away, lends a tone of sadness to the end, and yet doesn't take away from the sensuality within it. And I also really like his tongue was poetry, and I overcome by a sonnet. That oh my goodness, that's the kind of line that could be a prompt for a contest, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Just amazing write and very well done.
Yeah, excellent comment, Pam. And Laurent, how about you?
I thought this was an outstanding central ride mixed with retro memory. One last hurrah before the end. Melancholy. It's beautifully written. I'm not sure how central I think it is. It's almost like a goodbye letter.
Yeah.
One way or another. I mean, it's a poem, I guess. I don't know. Okay. I thought it was outstanding.
Right. Great job. Great comment. Okay, Pam. You can tell me that I had to send it back to you.
Okie dokie. All right. This is Craving Her by Forgotten Dreams, or Forgotten Dreams, sorry. I inhale her garden breath, notes of jasmine with hints of crushed green leaves, wasting on the humid air that crackles between us. Her smile is a wet tongue, tracing the outline of my mouth, coaxing me closer, and parched lips collide like particles, body glowing like constellations are draped over her curved silhouette. My fingers are gossamer fabric, sweeping lightly from glistening shoulder to flushed hip, dipping my face to sparkling clavicle, kisses near like sear like meteors, streaking vanilla and lily of the valley, radiate from steamy skin, swirling in saliva, coating teeth like sticky taffy. I swallow mouthfuls, hungering for her flavors. End poem.
Nice read, Pam. Nice read. And Laurent, you want to say this off?
Yeah, I guess I'd better stop listening to things with my eyes closed, which is a great way of enjoying poetry. I'd actually grab it. Where's my comment? I missed this one. Craving Her. The notes of jasmine, hints of crushed green leaves wafting in the humid air, really gives the reader a sense of the smell of the place. You know, because if you know what jasmine and crushed mints, perhaps, and what humidity does to an odor, it becomes a little bit stronger than normal, which seems fitting. Her smile is a wet tongue tracing the outline in my mouth. Are two lines that I particularly appreciate because I find the lip play and tongue play quite stimulating, personally. A body glowing like constellations is something you can't take your eyes off of. And when he says, a forgotten dream, says dipping my face to sparkling clavicle, kisses sear like meteors streaking vanilla and lily of the valley, radiate from steamy skin. It's all very, very vivid. The sense of smell, the sense of sight, the sense of touch, whirling in saliva, coating teeth like sticky taffy. It's a very engaging piece. It's left me hungry as well. Excellent.
Good comment, man. Yeah, I thought this was a wonderful piece. I thought it was beautifully expressed, and I really enjoyed it. There were so many great lines and stanzas throughout. I pulled this. I went to the end of the poem because, I mean, it was great all the way through. But keeping my face to sparkling clavicle, kisses sear like midges, streaking vanilla and lily of the valley, radiate from steamy skin, swirling into lava, coating teeth like sticky taffy. I swallow mouthfuls, hungering for her flavor. And I thought that those last three lines were wonderful because it pulled in so much from the entire poem and just tied it up so beautifully. So definitely a wonderful piece, and thank you so much for sharing The Forgotten Dream. And Pam, that brings me back to you.
All right. Well, I have to agree with you, Jean, that all the way through there is beautiful lines in this. The sensuality, it's bold and delicate at the same time. I really feel like Forgotten Dream, when she writes sensuality, creates this sense of balance with her word choices, her imagery and metaphors. And I really like dipping my face to sparkling clavicle, kisses sear like meteor streaking, vanilla and lily of the valley radiate from steamy skin, swirling in saliva, coating teeth like sticky taffy. The sense of a visceral touch within these those lines works really well. And, you know, I also like that it's not just about the imagery, but the scent of the perfume, the scent of the skin. So mm-hmm. just absolutely wonderful lines and very well done.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Let's see what we have next. Up next, we have Pray by E.J. Cool. And go ahead, please, Jean, and give that a read for us.
Sure. Hit that button if you can. Okay, Pray by E.J. Cool. You're everywhere but in front of me. In the air I breathe but cannot see. In shady groves where the water walks. In grassy meadows and river rocks. Behind darkened clouds of stormy skies. Blue and gray eclipsed for forceful. In the quiet rustle of summer leaves, in the mist upon the wind that weaves, you're flickering on my periphery, sun spokes and golden ribbons glimmering, your afternoon daydream trickery, forbidden visions left shimmering, on lilac cotton candy tufts, twirling twilight into dusk, under the stars where midnight lust bathed in scents of wood and musk. You're the fire of every dawn and every color ever drawn. You're a song I cannot sing, a nightingale of rarest wing. You're the trees of winter, naked white, untouchable tips at heaven's height, the secret place I go to pray, with words I write but never say. End poem. Pam, do you want to start us off on this one?
Absolutely. Wonderful read there. You know, as always, EJ just has amazing rhyme and flow to her poetry here. There's such a sense of, to me, longing, you know, of desire and want, but, you know, not someone that's not in front of you and wanting them there. You know, I like the one-word title, Pray, and these lines here, you're flickering on my periphery, sun spokes and golden ribbons glimmering, your afternoon daydream trickery, forbidden visions left shimmering. That idea of someone who's just out of reach, you know, not only physically, but perhaps emotionally. I also really like, you're the fire of every dawn and every color ever drawn, your song I cannot sing, a nightingale of rarest wing. I like how that does speak on the idea of how rare and beautiful this person is to the person who's writing the poem about them. It's, like I said, it's kind of got an undertone of what I see as sadness to it because of the idea of the person being so idolized and so out of reach. Just beautifully written and very well done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Laurent, how about you?
This deserves my applause, quite frankly. When a poet decides to rhyme, he's got certain obligations. That's a really good rhythm. I've always felt a sense of when you rhyme. The rhyming words need to be natural, not forced. You can spot a forced rhyme a mile away. And it has to make sense. The best ones do make sense. They don't just find something that works, but it's something that makes sense to what's going on in the poem itself. And this ticks off all those boxes. Boy, she matches up her lines and syllabic content. The rhythm is just perfect. I love this kind of rhyming poem. And now this doesn't discuss the content because two female voices in front of mine already walked that path. So I'll simply congratulate her on her technical skill.
Absolutely. Just a fabulous piece. And, yeah, let me see now. Pam, did I ask you? No, I did not. Probably saving you for later, right?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
You commented extensively. Where were you?
I don't know. Sorry, well, I loved the piece. That's all that matters. I loved the last. Well, I loved all the stanzas that were live. I said, oh, I don't love the last two. But I did pluck the last two. I liked the thoughts in those. But that last one is the one that just really did it for me. You're the trees of winter, naked white, untouchable lips at heaven tip at heaven's height. The secret place I go to pray with words I write but never say. I love that. I love that a lot. So excellent job, EJ Cole, and thank you so, so, so much for sharing. And Pam, I'm coming back to you.
All right. Well, up next we have Bait by Bluesman. And Laurent, would you please give that a read for us?
I will. I will. Mm-hmm. Old blues man. Faye, she knew what she was doing when she hopped out of the car. Thunder clapped, lightning flashed, and her home was still too far. An evening gown so sheer would drive any man insane. For me to have her on my arm would take caviar and champagne. Her body swayed like trees in the wind as the storm clouds filled the sky. Rain came down, transforming her gown, and the silhouette made me cry. Under a light on this stormy night, I reached out my trembling hand. Through the rain, I could see her pain. I stilled my heart and formed a plan. I won't fight if you stay the night. Then she smiled and coyly said, if done right, I wouldn't mind a bite in the safety of your satin bed. He laughed and said, don't worry. You'll never hear me complain. Whenever I feel the need for a man, I just wear this rag in the rain. And
oh, my goodness gracious. Nice read, Laurent. Nice read. Pam, you want to start us off on this one?
Yeah, this is great. You know, Bluesman is another one that has a great talent for rhyming poetry and also for telling a story. And I do enjoy and got a big smile out of that twist at the end. The whole idea that, you know, he thought he was in charge and he was the one setting the bait when all along it was really her, and she knew exactly what she wanted and exactly how to get it. Wonderful rhyme and flow, great imagery. I really like her body swayed like trees in the wind as the storm clouds filled the sky, rain came down, transforming her gown, and the silhouette made me cry. And then, of course, that ending. You know, she laughed and said, don't worry, you'll never hear me complain. Whenever I feel the need for a man, I just wear this rag in the rain. Wonderful, entertaining lines all the way through and very well done.
Absolutely. Oh, I thought this was just, it was great rhyme and meter throughout. I know you read it so well. But when it got to the end and she laughed and said, don't worry, you'll never hear me complain. Whenever I feel the need for a man, I just wear this rag in the rain. I did. I just chuckled. I thought that was good. Very good. Well done, Bluesman. And thanks for sharing. That was a good one. Much enjoyed. And Laurent, you want to comment?
Oh, wow, the twist. I love that ending stanza. Women have their wiles, sometimes leading to men's smiles. Nice phasing to this right, Bluesman. Enjoyed the net for rhyming.
Absolutely. Okay, Pam, well, that brings me back to you.
All right. Did you see that Kate said, hi, guys, I beat the radio gods. So that might mean she's actually
yeah.
in
she
the
is.
Studio.
is. Hello, Kate.
Hello, my dear.
Hey,
welcome back, Kate.
Welcome back. Absolutely.
Thank you. I feel like I've been on holiday.
Well, I admire your tenacity for keeping trying and finally beating those radio gods.
Thank you. Is the modulation okay? Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, you sound just fine.
Yep.
Just fine.
Good-o. Thank you so much.
Good. Okay. Are you just back in time to hear Pam sing her rendition of, I don't know, what did she say she was going to sing?
I don't know. I don't remember. A Song of Lust or something.
That's a great title.
I don't even think I know any Songs of Lust.
You don't have to sing, Pam. You don't have to sing. You just breathe heavily.
That's right. There you go,
I would assume to be a Song of Lust, I have to at least, like, between the heavy breathing, maybe do some humming or something. I don't know.
Brilliant. I love it.
Okay. Oh, yes. You know, we're in trouble. God, that's funny. Okay. Well, Pam, whenever you're ready, we're ready.
All right. Well, up next we have Nefarious Nectar by Sherez Bautista. And Kate, would you give that a read for us, please?
I would be happy to. By my favorite drink, Shiraz, like it. The Fairy's Nectar. In this honeydew-hued candlelit room, our shadows slow dance, indulgently caressing our cadaverous consciousness as they carelessly clatter through each step of sacrilegious self-revelation. Layer by layer, we gradually undress each sequined secret, marking the map of our mystic musings. Our tongue-tied whispers, unkind, tempting textures. We eagerly and feverishly unseal the nefarious nectar in anticipation of playfully parsing through our previously protected primordial premonitions. End poem.
Nice read, Kate. Nice read. Pam, you want to kick this one off?
Absolutely. Great read there, Kate. I like the imagery in this one and the sensuality. All the way through, great word choices, beautifully written. I like how there's this sense of, especially with a step of sacrilegious self-revelation, this idea that self-discovery of sensuality and the idea of discovering physical pleasure together. Layer by layer, we gradually underdress each sequenced secret, marking the map of our mystic musing, our tongue-tied whispers, unkink, tempting textures. Really great lines on discovery. And, you know, I like the alliteration in this, especially marking the map of our mystic musings. Wonderful lines all the way through and very well done.
Nice comment, Pam. And Laurent, how about you?
Yeah, I'm sure we all have our share of stories of encounters with that nefarious nectar, which is a rite of passage for youth. And when employed by the inexperienced, can certainly uncork what the poet says is previously protected primordial premonitions. I love the language employed in this fine rite and the clever alliteration.
Absolutely. Great comment, Laurent. And Kate, how about you?
Well, it was a doozy to read. I enjoyed it very much. I'm sorry I stuttered a couple of times there. I do apologize, but it happens. I like that first stanza. My goodness, this opened up so many vistas in my tiny little mind. In this honeydew-hued candlelit room, our shadows slow dance, indulgently caressing our cadaverous consciousnesses as they carelessly clatter through each step of sacrilegious self-revelation. So to me, the clattering and the cadaverous, I'm thinking skeletons. We're doing a skeleton dance. It's so cute. But obviously not. That's just the way I've read it. Oh, dear. I won't do that again. So, yes, I thought the alliteration was fab. I mean, I really enjoyed that, even though it did make me fall over a couple of times. But beautifully written, and thank you so much for sharing.
Absolutely. Great comment. Yeah, I thought this was a great write, and I very much enjoyed the imagery and the use of alliteration. And I grabbed that first stanza as well. In this honeydew-hued candlelit room, our shadows slow dance, indulgently caressing our cadaverous consciousness as they carelessly clatter through each step of sacrilegious self-revelation. I just thought it was well done. Nicely, nicely penned. So, Pam, I'm going to kick it over to you now.
All right. Well, up next we have Night. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you say something?
Not a word.
Beyond.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sorry. I just thought I heard talking, but okay. Nights of Passion.
She's hearing voices. She's hearing voices.
I am. All right. Nights of Passion by Robert Polsky. Crave for the night with lust thick like fog when in darkness irises meet. Blue laser beams dim the starlight and moon blushing her face. Taste the breath, honey mingled with water. Vesuvius and Etna twin peaks gleam like constellations. Eros winds whip the crest, strike the matchstick, ignite eyes supernova, naked kisses stream maelstrom. Kiss up and down the slopes. Explore heaps and thighs, remove stitches, part seams, taste undiscovered country, untouched by the sun. Fingernails run a seam, carve blood seals on a belly's rotund. Tongue sucks the gold, tastes salt on the lips, explores Mariana's trench, plays with deep sea fishes, inflames the straw trigger. Igniting straws set off fire. Flames dance around the wick. Fingers crowd on the violin's neck. Fiddlehead, the nugget of pain. The slick seed of pomegranate. Tune it up with the tongue. The fiddle played the joy tunes. Rising tide, rising sea tide surge. Encounter the cliff. Awakes the sleeping volcano erupts. The earthquake epicenter. A twisting rod, a serpent, emerges from the burning bush, grants lust, purr and pleads, drowning mind. Goosebumps explode, the gold nugget spills bliss. Finding home, coiled, tucked in each other's sweat, cooling off, lay breathless, waiting to resurface. End poem.
Great read, Pam. Great read. Kate, you want to start us off on this one?
Okie dokie. Smokey dokie. Yes. Okay. This is full of very steamy and interesting little lines. When you start right from the beginning, we've got the idea, crave for the nights, with lust thick like fog when in darkness irises meet, blue laser beams dim the starlight and moon blushing her face. And the picture itself is beautiful, isn't it? So yes, this is full of an awful lot of love and excitement and sensuality and naked flames. Is that a good idea? We don't. But I thought it was very well done. I thought it was really lovely and well written. The imagery here was amazing as well. Explores Mariana's trench. Well, that's a new one on me. I like that a lot. Plays the deep sea fishes, inflames the straw. I like it. So thank you so much for sharing. That was joyous.
Great job. Great comment. Laurent, have that. Your comment.
Yeah, I really like the a twisting rod, a serpent emerges from the burning bush, grants lust, her and flees, drowning mind, goosebumps explode, the gold nugget spills bliss. I think Robert has a terrific skill with sexual innuendo and metaphors in general. In the night sky, belly of the earth, threatening eruption, a burning bush, so many that I would have to quote the entire right. I really, really like this piece.
That's really good comment, Laurent. Yeah, I thought this was just a wonderful, like, wonderful imagery throughout, and just really well penned. I had to take a space. Of course, Laurent, I picked up the one you had quoted, and I went, no, I guess I won't quote that now. I don't know. But plays through the nights with lust thick like fog, when in darkness irises meet, blue laser beams dim the starlight and moon blessing her face. Taste the breath, honey mingled with water, Vesuvius and Etna, twin peaks, flame like constellations. Eris winds whip the crest, strike the matchstick, ignite eyes, supernova, naked kisses, scream maelstrom. I think that it's just an excellent piece all the way through. I know Kate had that first stanza, and Lauren had the last stanza. Sam, I guess you and I are in the middle. But I liked it. I really did. I think that Robert did a wonderful job with this. So, yeah, I very much enjoyed it. Okay, Pam, I'm sending it back to you.
All right. Well, this is beautiful and brilliant all the way through. I have to agree with Lawrence that Robert Polsky does really have a gift for the sensual innuendos that definitely are never vulgar or explicit, but definitely speak well on the sensuality. I really like fingernails run a seam, carved blood seals on a belly's rotund tongue sucks the gold, also taste the breath, honey mingled with water, Vesuvius and Etna, twin peaks gleam like constellations, Eros winds whip the crest, strike the matchstick. I mean, wow, all the way through, beautiful sensuality, amazing right, and very well done. And let's see what we have next. All right. Up next, we have Caveman by Dashpat One. And Jean, will you go ahead, please, and give that a read for us?
Sure. Caveman by Dashpat One. I need a caveman, someone brave enough to drag me around by my hair. A butler who can mix a drink and pack my bags for Paris. A carnivorous pro-gluten guy who can cook and clean, who can roll a joint, to wake and bake with me. Recovering Catholic casualty, my open-minded confidant, an unassuming sexual beast, a young priest man who will devour me. End poem. Kate. You want to start us off on this
one? Oh, this is so cool. That's my shopping list. I like it.
Yeah.
Wonderful. A butler who can mix a drink and pack my bags for Paris. That's perfect, isn't it? And then I like this. Yeah. This is a lady after my own heart. A carnivorous pro-gluten guy who can cook and clean an egg who can roll on wheat. Wonderful. It really is so clever, so funny, and a little bit of sexuality in there as well. Beautifully done. Thank you so much for sharing.
Nice comment. And Laurent, how about you?
I enjoyed this as much as you guys did. But I got to speak to the picture. I mean, it's a personal picture, I think. It almost looks like a girl on the right is Dashpat, and perhaps her husband next door, her mother over there, I'm not sure. But they're all so serious, looking directly at the camera, deliberately posing. He's got that position with his head back, or his head up, his chest out, shoulders back. It's a position of strength and power. And it just makes me laugh. The combination of the words with the picture are just nicely done.
Absolutely, absolutely. I thought that this was a fun piece in some ways, you know, a lot of ways. But I really think that it was a great brevity, and I really enjoyed it. I'm not sure how to comment. I mean, I liked different lines throughout. I need a caveman, someone brave enough to drag me around by my hair. I don't know if that would go over so good, but sure, you know. A butler who can mix a drink and pack my bags for pay. That is a checklist. But, you know, underneath it, I had to laugh. I said to Pam earlier, when I saw this piece, that an old friend of mine from over on AOL had actually commented, and his comment was, send me an application. So I just said, well, there you go. There's someone for everybody. But I liked it. I thought it was great. So thanks for sharing, Dashbat. And Pam, that sends me back over to you next. Absolutely.
All right. Well, this was quite a clever little brevity. I like the straightforward style. You know, I honestly couldn't help but think that as you were reading the line, Gene, I need a caveman, someone brave enough to drag me around by my hair. I thought, you know, Gene is such a tough cookie. The man who actually attempted to drag her around by her hair would have to be really damn brave. Like, I honestly couldn't. You know, it could be like freaking Hercules type brave.
Well, I've been known to be a little difficult. I've been known to be a little difficult, but I have to say, you know, in the hands of the right man, I can become.
There you go.
I cannot, you know. So
there you go.
It's
the right man. Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep. And I do like that that's what Dashbat says here. Like she's looking for a specific type of man. And I like that there's a bit of humor in it, too. A carnivorous pro-gluten guy who can cook and eat.
That's a great line. Pro-gluten. I got to get a T-shirt that says pro-gluten.
Do you? Oh, that's funny.
No, I've got to get one. I have to get one that says that. That's good.
Right.
Yeah, this guy is definitely brave enough to maybe smack her upside the head with a lamp if she doesn't, you know, fly right.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you talking about me again? Something like that. Too funny, man. Too funny. Oh, my God. Okay.
Definitely a wonderfully entertaining brevity. Very well done.
Yeah.
All right. And Laurent, I've gone ahead and put up your piece, so go ahead and give it a read for us.
Oh, that's always dangerous. Okay. This is called That Last Bite. Time for dinner rolled around. My appetite was uncertain. Meat, a fish, wine, or whiskey. A savory entree with apple bourbon. Well puzzled, her voice suggested I thought I was on the menu. You forget our anniversary? Dinner out at our favorite venue? Important things not to forget. 10 years marriage is on the line. Without a pause, I smiled and said, you, my dear, are a dish sublime. I'd prefer to eat in, as far as it goes, adorn you with that salty flavor, drizzling the sauce from head to toes, a special texture for you to savor. How she smiled, a grin gone wide. She rose and smoothed her skirt. Well then, boyo, are you prepared for simply talk, a harmless flirt? Careless hands rip at clothing, breath comes in hurried gasps, and for all nakedness is revealed. When fires are lit, the die now cast. Fingers stroke what was forbidden. Hungry mouths begin the feast. Each dish served more satisfying, till sweet dessert provides release. Ice cream a la mode, over hot, fresh apple pie, a metaphor for the timid, blushing, if it were otherwise. No malintent, just relation. As we clean up for our meal, she caresses with appreciation that last bite I can't conceal. End poem.
Nice reading. Pam, you want to start us off on this one?
Absolutely. Wonderful, sensual poem. Great rhyme. I really like how this speaks on sensuality and connection in the simple moments. And, you know, I like the flirtatiousness to this, the underlying, you know, kind of wicked grin feel that it supplies. I prefer to eat in as far as it goes, adorn you with that salty flavor, drizzling sauce from your head to your toes, a special texture for you to savor. And how she smiled, a grin gone wild, she rose and smoothed her skirt. Well then, boy, oh, are you prepared or simply talk a harmless flirt? I like that you bring us into that moment of a challenge of the idea of are you all talk or is there actually action behind your words? Definitely an absolute treat of a write all the way up to that very last bite. So very well done and excellent write.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And Kate, how about you?
Yeah, it was very good, Laurent. That was an evening that could have very easily gone wrong. I like that. I like the thought of, oh, no, I've done so. Oh, I should have done something. And then you think, okay, I can get out of this. This is okay. I liked it a lot. And the word choices were brilliant. And I like it. I like the, where was I? Sorry. Ice cream a la mode over hot, fresh apple pie. A metaphor for the timid blushing, if 'twere otherwise. Just beautifully done. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much for sharing it.
Thank you, Kate.
Mm-hmm. Well, Laurent, I thought this was a great piece. I really liked the last four stanzas when I first saw them, and I love what you did with the beginning of it to turn it into something different, something special. And I liked the way it turned out very much. I have to say I started I said there were great stanzas throughout. I said it was a yummy dinner date. But I prefer to eat in as far as it goes. Adorn you with that special flavor. Drizzling sauce from your head to toes, a special texture for you to favor. Then we get into careless hands, ripped clothing, breath comes in hurried gifts. Until our nakedness is revealed, twin fires are lit, they die now cast. I thought that was, it was just a nice two stanzas there, but it really all pulled together nicely, so excellent job.
Thank you.
And Pam, we're back to you.
All right. Well, up next we have The Towering Temptress by Cedar Chapman. And Kate, would you give that a read for us, please?
I would be happy to. Just give me a moment while I refresh. I'm going to get it, are we? Oh, yes, got it. Cool. Okay, The Terrene Temptress by Cedar Chapman. The music starts. Spotlight bathe her in brimstone. Her dress, a scarlet cascade of silk, clung to her curves. Seductively accentuating every contour, sequins shimmer hypnotically, inviting gluttons of adulterous sin. The enchanted crescent swirls of her fingertips dissolve my noble decorum, intoxicating the minotaur within, civilized gallantry inebriated by hell's tonic. She sways her hips like a sinuous serpent, arches her back slowly, a puma red in heat, every twist and turn intertwined with the viola and the piano crescendo. Every shadow consummates her backless gown with flickering strokes on her skin, satin to the touch, illuminating her moonlit pearl. Slender legs extend en pointe, like palpable lances tracing tight pirouettes on Moroccan sand dunes. She unfolds subtle innuendo, waves her skirt like a blood-lusting sash, diffusing pheromones that bloom womanhood, and I, an insatiable taurine beast, snort it all up, fur stands on my neck, horns fully engorged. She draws in the devil's breath, flows like languid twilight tides, airy leaps feathered by, bearing runs high up her thigh. Her flesh chains constrict me until I could bear no more but to charge ahead, to caress each sultry line with my hand, with my tongue, so to taste my maraschino nymph. The music stops. Our eyes lock. I am standing. I am clapping. Bravo, bravo, bravo. End poem.
Great read, Kate. Great read. Laurent, you want to start us off with this one?
Yeah, I told Cedar that I thought that his work was enchanting, steaming, a delectable work. It does not keep its brimstone to itself. It scatters it wide, striking this reader in flaming passions, I thought, quite dormant. The third stanza is my favorite. As his character takes wing, she sways her hips like a sinuous serpent, arches her back slowly, a puma, red in heat, every twist and turn intertwined with a viola and piano crescendo. As well, the ending of the fourth, and I, an insatiable taurine beast, snort it all up, fur standing on my neck, horns fully engaged. I thought taurine temptress is a tour de force.
Great comment, Laurent. And Pam, how about you?
Oh, I love this one. I think it's absolutely beautiful. Just brilliant imagery and metaphors. I like how he captures the sensuality of dance and music, and how the idea that the person watching the performer, watching the dancer, is almost like a voyeur caught up in the moment, as if the dancing, the art is simply for them and for no one else. I really like she sways her hips like a sinuous serpent, arches her back slowly, a puma red in heat, and slender legs extend and point like palpable lances tracing tight pirouettes on Moroccan sand dunes. She unfolds subtle innuendo, waves her skirt like a blood-lusting sash, you know, diffusing pheromones that bloom womanhood. Just brilliant in its sensuality all the way through. And the end, of course, the I am standing, I am clapping, bravo, bravo, bravo. You can just feel the intensity of that moment. So beautifully written and very well done.
Thanks, comment, Tim. And Kate, how about you?
Well, this was amazing. I really enjoyed reading this. It was like, for me, it was as if a wire was being stretched tighter and tighter and tighter. Every word hit home and perfectly justified by that picture. I felt every moment. I thought it was amazing. And I particularly liked every twist and turn intertwined with the viola and the piano crescendo. Every shadow consummates her backless gown with flickering strokes on her skin, satin to the touch. I thought it was very well written. I really enjoyed it. Wow. Yeah. Thank nice. You so much for that, Cedar. It was wonderful.
Nice. Well, I say it to me again. I thought this was just wonderful. Great imagery throughout. And I enjoyed each stanza. And, of course, the one I liked, the one everybody picked, I went, well, wait a minute. But anyway, it's okay. I looked down and I said, you know, I like the last one as well. So I can do that. You know, she draws in the devil's breath, flows like languid twilight tides, airy leaps feathered by. A daring slit that runs high up her thigh, Her flesh chains constrict me until I could bear no more but to charge ahead, to caress each sultry line with my hand, with my tongue, so to taste my maraschino nymph. The music stops. Our eyes lock. I am standing. I am clapping. Bravo, bravo, bravo. I thought that was a great way to end this piece, and I thought it was, it took a turn there, a little bit of a different thought running through the poem there, but wonderfully done. So great job, Cedar, and thank you for sharing. And Pam, I'm coming back to you.
All right. Well, up next we have Seduced by Quicken, and it goes like this. My voice whispers softly, seductive tones that entice. My eyes, they gleam and beckon, inviting you to paradise. My skin soft and smooth, inviting your eager touch. My curves, they tempt and tease, aching for your embrace. Let me intoxicate your senses with the alluring power I possess. Lose yourself in ecstasy as I seduce you with finesse. Succumb to my bewitching spell. Let my seductive ways take hold as we surrender to burning desire, our passion fierce and bold. In the heat of the moment, we become one in a blissful trance, lost in the euphoria of love amidst the seductive dance. So come, my love, and be enticed through the seductive voice, eyes, and skin. Let us revel in the magic of love until the very end. End poem.
Nice read, Pam. Nice read. Kate, you want to start us off on this one?
Okay, yeah. I like this. This is seduced, practically seduced by numbers. My voice whispers softly, seductive tones that entice. My eyes, they gleam and beckon, inviting you to paradise. It's lovely. So it's just a beautifully written an invitation to a sensual lesson with finesse. I like that. I do like a little bit of finesse. Although I don't mind any of the odd big hunky guy, but finesse is good. Succumb to my bewitching spell, let me seductive ways take hold. Yeah, it was very well written, and it was very sensual and quite clever as well. And it's the way it took the whole thing, the seduction, the finesse. This was, the magic of love. Very well done. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Quicken.
Yeah, absolutely. And Laurent, how about you?
The language in this poem is lovely. Each stanza kind of an invitation, separate unto itself. In the first, my voice whispers softly, seductive tones that entice. In the second, it's the skin soft and smooth, inviting the eager touch. And then the threat to intoxicate his senses with her power, and the directive of succumbing to my bewitching spell. And in the next, the two become one. And with these promises and suggestions and directives, the final succumb, my love, and be enticed. You know, it's the full package at this point. The seductive voice, the eyes, the skin. Let us revel in the magic of love until the very end. The very end of their lives, the very end of their romance, poetically the very end of time, who knows. Either way, nicely done.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I thought this was a wonderfully penned piece, and I really enjoyed reading it. I love so many of the stanzas, but I grabbed these two. Let me intoxicate your senses with the alluring power I possess. Lose yourself in ecstasy as I seduce you with finesse. Succumb to my bewitching spell, let my seductive ways take hold as we surrender to burning desire, our passion fierce and bold. I like that. I really like it. I think the piece was very, very well done, and thank you so much for sharing with us, Quicken. And, thanks for entering. And Pam, that brings me to you.
All right. Well, this is absolutely beautifully written. I do like the stanza, succumb to my bewitching spell, let my seductive ways take hold as we surrender to burning desire, our passion fierce and bold. You know, great lines all the way through. I do like how it is about the seduction, the tease, the invitation, and then, as was mentioned, the fulfillment at the end, and the idea of not only the magic of sensuality, but the magic of love and connection. So wonderful, right, and very well done, for sure.
Absolutely.
And, yeah. All right. Let's see what we have next. All right. Up next, we have Fear of the Known by Weaver of Dreams, and we have a SoundCloud for that one.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And here it goes.
I am strong, but when I feel your touch, all that I am yields to the need to be all yours, to be licked, stroked, kissed, loved. Cheeks flushed, breath ragged, body slick and eager, I bend and meld to your will until I become greedy and want more. Then you become my plaything, mine alone. Every inch of your light, all body will be used, perhaps abused, if you ask me nicely, of course. I start very slowly, my tongue slick and hot, begins a journey downwards, then I stop. You sigh as my hands continue to explore. Now covered in oil from your tanned body, I slide and stroke and feel your response. Wasting no more time, I enclose what is mine. Now it's my turn to sigh. As we both lose control, nails scratch, teeth nip, mouths taste, lips surrender. There are no longer any boundaries between us. Every inch of our bodies are given over to lust. Desire drives us as pleasure rewards us both. There is beauty in the choreography of our dance.
Nice audio, Kate. Pam, you want to start this off?
Absolutely. Yeah, this is beautiful. I like the sensuality in it. Wonderful read all the way through. I really like how it speaks to me on the dance of seduction and intimacy. It's truly a beautiful erotic rite expressing desire. I particularly like, I start very slowly, my tongue slick and hot begins a journey downwards. When I stop, you sigh as my hands continue to explore. Now covered in oil from your tanned body, I slide and stroke and feel your response. Wasting no more time, I enclose what is mine. Wonderful lines all the way through, and very well done, Kate.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Great comment, Pam. And Laurent, how about you?
Wow. Weaver of Dreams. Who would have thunk it? My Lord. Now covered in oil from your tanned body, I slide and stroke and feel your response. Wasting no more time, I enclose what is mine. Kate, I will no longer see you as a demure little thing, but as a lioness, a dancer, a wrestler, a sexy ball of fire. I love this piece with expert innuendo and description that could only come with experience and the wisdom to use it wisely. Bravo.
Oh, thank you. thank you.
Mm-hmm. Nice comment, Laura. You know, I thought this was just beautifully penned. It was a lot of great imagery and wonderfully warm piece. Absolutely. I took this. Now it's my turn to sigh as we both lose control. Nails scratch, teeth nip, mouths taste, lips surrender. There are no longer any boundaries between us. Every inch of our bodies are given over to lust. Desire drives us as pleasure rewards us both. There is beauty in the choreography of our dance. I just thought it was great work. So very, very, very well done. And thanks for sharing with us.
Thank you. You know, I only, you know, I only put it in to make you blush.
No, that didn't work.
Oh, damn. I'll have to try harder.
Yeah, well, It's not really that difficult to do on most days. Although some people tend to think I don't blush, but I do. I really do. Pam, that brings me back to you.
All right. Up next, we have Venus Boyfriend by Espresso Schlafman. And Jean, go ahead, please, and give that a read for us.
Sure. Venus's Boyfriend by Espresso Schlafman. His brawny hand caresses her gentle. Her face flushed a blushing rose. Alive, felt her breath to his touch. Their lips a perfect fit, his kiss taking her to bliss, intense to make her knees shake. As pulses rose, she sighed a sultry moan, souls entwined in one heartbeat, as fire pulsed through both minds and foam. Okay. I like that picture. Kate, I'm going to have you start us off.
Okay. I kind of got the feeling that we had here a volcano, an eruption of fire. Pulses rose as she sighed, a sultry moan, souls entwined in one heartbeat, as fire pulsed through both minds. Yes, beautifully written. The pictures are there, aren't they? Yeah, I did. I liked that a lot. I liked the fire pulse through both minds. Very delicate way of putting it, which I thought was lovely. So beautifully written and very sensual. So thank you, Espresso Schlafman. It was enjoyable. I say very enjoyable.
Right, absolutely. Nice comment, Kate. And Laurent, how about you?
I like the style of this. At first, I was a little uncertain. I couldn't really tell what was going on, but every line is separate from every other line. There's no kind of continuity until you get to the end. Souls entwined in one heartbeat as fire pulsed through both minds. And I like the fact that he just, simple, clean, alive, felt her breath to his touch, the lips a perfect fit, his kiss taking her to bliss. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Nice. Nice comment, Laurent. And Pam, how about you?
Yeah, this is a nicely written brevity. I like how there's such, he creates a snapshot of touch and interaction. I particularly like their lips a perfect fit, his kiss taking her to bliss. Intense to make her knees shake. You know, wonderful lines all the way through, and quite a bit said in only 55 words. So very well done.
Absolutely. It was wonderful brevity. Great imagery and very well written. I got stumped on the very first line, though. That was no good. But I wanted to thank him so much for the share. I really enjoyed it. And thank you much. And look forward to seeing your poetry again. Okay, Pam, I'm sending it back to you, girl.
All right. Well, up next, you know what? I got to grab the next one. Hold on. Looking. All right. And all right, let me see here. Here we go. Up next, we have We Drank Margaritas by Jonathan P. And Laurent, would you give that a read for us, please?
Yes, but just before I do, I had wanted to mention how appreciative I was of the poet's name on that last poem, Espresso Schlafman, combination of espressos and espresso coffee and Schlafman. It's in slop.
That was,
I found it was very music. All right. We drank margaritas. Simple pleasure, a wine glass of liquid sex sits on the countertop, waiting to be consumed, carefully concocted, loaded and ready. He calls in Bethel, perfectly poised, poison. Slim fingers grasp the slippery outer surface, holding steady, pulse throbbing against glass, tantalizing taste buds from afar, saliva starting to flow like the wettest of dreams, opening floodgates of desire. Puffy lips soothe the rim, salted sin the first sensation. Vermilion smudged the vessel, tilts to her liking. Tongue soon drowned in languid citrus pleasure, partly arousing receptive tissues, stimulating nerve endings fantasy. Her small, slow gulps caused me to wobble, lifting my glass to hers. We toast the essence of a god, small of her back, and my hand now rests, slightly arched, she swallows, tasting the limits of my resolve. Mouths meet in wonder, flesh presses flesh. Notions of propriety fly out the window on gossamer wings, tending to be angels by looking over their shoulders, trying to catch a glimpse. Intoxicating fluids drain, trying to quell the inferno. Only like gasoline on a fire, my flame leaps higher, licking the edge of destiny, singeing the boundaries of sanity, wondering if conflagration will consume us both. Despite our best intentions, sobriety eventually regains its hold. The past blows in like a dry wind, leaving me parched again and quite alone. End poem.
Nicely done. Nicely. Yes. Kate, you want to start us off on this one?
Okie doke. This was lovely. This was really good. I liked it. I particularly liked, I've lost it now. Oh, yes. Trying to quell the inferno, only like gasoline on a fire, my flame leaps higher, licking the edge of destiny, singeing the boundaries of sanity. Now that is just wonderful. I just think that is so well put together. Singeing the boundaries of sanity. Who would have thought it? So this is beautifully written. I do enjoy this very much. You have like mouths meet in wonder, flesh presses flesh, notions of propriety fly out the window on gossamer wings, pretending to be angels while looking over their shoulders, trying to catch a glimpse. Very cleverly done. Really is beautifully written. And there's every single stanza is brilliant. So thank you so much for sharing. It was great, Jonathan.
Absolutely. Great comment. And Pam, how about you?
Oh, this is beautiful and brilliant all the way through. I was looking at his AN with the link that says spicy mango margarita. And I have to say that sounds particularly delicious. He really uses the action of drinking and the libation itself, you know, to convey sensuality. I really like mouths meet in wonder, flesh presses flesh, notions of propriety fly out the window. But I also really like slim fingers grasp the slippery outer surface, holding steady, pulse throbbing against glass, tantalizing taste buds from afar. You know, all the way through, there's just beautiful and central imagery and metaphors and very well done.
Nice comment, Ben. And I thought this was a wonderful, this was actually in a contest of mine in 2019. I'm sitting in it now. But I thought it was a wonderful write, and I love the words it says for this. I thought it was well done. But wonderful imagery and metaphors throughout. So that was most excellent. So thank you, Jonathan, too, for putting it back in this contest, because it was a pleasure to see it again. And Laurent, it brings me to you.
Yeah, I I'll second what everybody has said about this poem. I appreciate the fact that with the title, We Drank Margaritas, the first four stanzas are all about drinking the margaritas. Especially I love the way it starts. Simple pleasure, a wide glass of liquid sex sits on the countertop. I like the naming of this poem, Baton, and the alliteration of perfectly poised poison. And then the way that the fingers hold the glass, and the way the lips soothe the rim, and the way she actually drinks it. It's the first four stanzas, and only then do we find that flesh presses flesh. And what follows, of course, is a flame leaping higher and higher with an ending that is almost surprising, leaving me parched again and quite alone. It's a complex poem. Well done.
Great comment, Laurent. And Pam, brings me back to you.
All right. Our last poem for the night will be Alone in the Gardens of Al-Zahara, Volume 1, by John Nakapalo. And it goes like this. My memory is witted with our sharp passion passed here this last summer. Breeze that whispered you were mine, dawn by my only rival, horizon saffron colored like spilt wine. You knew I drank with your sighs and caresses, even as I followed you bathed in blue moon glow, begging for shadow-tinged kisses as you turn away, imploring the full moon to witness your rose bashfulness. Yet today this garden is bare for me. A stifled longing shades my walk, same flowers blooming without you. But if I close my eyes and breathe deeply, as night falls soft, I will blind myself in your memory. And when I open my eyes, I will ask the matron moon if you walk another garden tonight with someone else. End poem.
Nice read, Cameron. What a great poem. Laurent, you want to start us off on this one?
Can you come right back, please? Thank you.
That means I'm coming to you.
Okay, and I'm coming off mute. Alone in the Gardens of Al-Zahara, after the Arab Andalusia poets, lovely. Bees that whispered you were mine, dawn my only rival, horizon saffron colored like spilt wine. It's very beautifully written. I mean, there are some gorgeous lines. You knew I drank deeply your sighs and caresses, even as I followed you, bathed in blue moon glow. That's lovely, blue moon glow. Yes, this has been well-tuned, well-written. The stanzas are gorgeous. Each one of them has got something really, really breathtaking in it. I like it a lot. I will blind myself in your memory. All of it is just lovely. It's not amazingly long either, but it seems so much has been put into this I like it, John. I like it a lot. Thank you.
Absolutely. And Pam, how about you?
Oh, this is a beautiful and emotive write with wonderful imagery and metaphors. I like how he balances the delicate sensuality with the touch of sadness that comes through at the end. And I especially like begging for shadow-tinged kisses as you turn away, imploring the full moon to witness your rose bashfulness. Wonderful lines and very well done.
I have to agree. What a great piece. I thought it was a beautiful piece. Great imagery, and I love the stanzas. The last three stanzas, let me put it that way. I'm not going to read them all. But I wanted to say thanks for sharing with us all, John. It was an excellent, excellent write. And thank you very much. Laurent, are you ready now?
Yes, I'm sorry. I just had not anticipated this is a long poem from John. Normally his poems are very, very short. love this piece. Love the way he uses the gardens as the metaphor throughout the poem, and especially in the last stanza.
Absolutely. Well, great. right? And thank you for sharing. John, thank you everybody for calling in tonight and hanging out with us. Pam, Laurent, Kate. It was a great night of poetry. Whole lot of it. I don't know how many we have left, but if anyone did not hear their poem, chances are to be on another show probably Friday. But I have no idea how many we have. So I will let you all know. Anyway, wonderful, wonderful show, guys. Thank you. Great poetry, great reads, great comments. And, yeah, you can tell Emily with you, that's for sure. It's, quiet time. But, yeah, excellent. So, on that note, I'm going to say goodnight to everyone. And I'm going to hit the button. And we're going to go our separate ways.
Good night.
Good night, Kate. Good night, Mara. Good night, Pam. Talk to you all later. Be good.
We won't. Good night, all.
Bye.